Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today we're beginning a series centered on Psalm 94:18, to better learn to leave our worries at Jesus' feet and finally find joy. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Psalm 94:18-19. When I said, we all talk to ourselves all the time. And what about you, my friend? What do you usually repeat over to yourself in the secret place of your inner dialogue? What words are you feeding yourself? Some of us think that we're not talented enough, not extroverted enough, not patient enough, not intelligent enough, not beautiful or handsome enough, not enough to be loved, etc. Maybe you've repeated these sorts of things to yourself for years, but God's talking to you as well, and today His voice resonates more strongly within you. You are worth enough that my only son would die for you. You are worth enough that my love for you pursues you tirelessly. The connection between our internal self-talk and our faith is very clear. Look with me at Jeremiah, who prayed this honest, heartfelt prayer when he was losing hope. So I say, my splendor is gone, and all that I had hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Lamentations 3:18-20. But God knows that changing the words we speak to ourselves takes time. Jeremiah, in the same prayer, says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for Him." Lamentations 3:21-24. This powerful new song, called "You Say" by Lauren Daigle, expresses how to begin to really believe what God says about you. You can find this wonderful song in the link in today's email. To release your worries and find joy again, start by listening to what you're saying to yourself and changing the program and the programming. God is patient, and if you let Him, He will help you. With Him, you will discover and believe the truth in what He says about you.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.